This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1296, Happy Feet, Part 1, by Randy K of NaturallyRandyK.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, with a little bit of my commentary at the end. I'm going to keep this intro nice and short, so let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Happy Feet, Part 1, by Randy K of NaturallyRandyK.com. We use and abuse our feet so much. We shuffle them to work, we cram them in high heels and other contraptions, we jump, hop, skip throughout our day, trusting they will catch us when we fall. But the actual condition of our feet is rarely looked at. If we really take a look, they can reveal a lot about how the rest of the body is doing. Now, I know. Some people can't stand feet, which is funny because we stand on our feet. Huh? Get it? Play on words? All right. Some people like feet way too much. No judgment. I'm pretty indifferent. Feet are feet. I massage feet on a daily basis, and I literally walk on people for a living with Thai massage. But through my years of foot care, I've learned how extremely important paying attention to them is. So get over it, foot haters. Without nerding out too much on foot anatomy, the foot has 66 joints, 52 bones, and 40 muscles. It also has countless nerves and blood vessels that connect to all other parts of the body. Improper care of our feet can lead to all sorts of issues like plantar fasciitis, heel spurs, bunions, gout, fractures, and inflammation, to name a few. So, what to do about it? If you are having some serious foot issues, I suggest contacting a massage therapist or foot specialist. But here are some simple things, baby steps if you will, to keep your feet as happy as can be. A daily rubdown. You can schmooze a loved one to rub your feet at the end of the day, do a trade and make it bonding time, or you can roll your feet on a golf ball, tennis ball, soup can, whatever. I make my yoga students rub their feet while we are sitting in bound angle or butterfly stretch. Not only does this feel amazing, but breaking up the connective tissue in the feet can loosen up the entire back of the body, like the calves, hamstrings, even the back itself. Don't believe me? Try doing a forward fold while standing and see how far you can go. Now, work the bottoms of the feet with a tennis ball or something for a few minutes. Forward fold again and see how much further you can go. It's pretty cool. Stretch and strengthen. Years ago, when I started practicing yoga regularly, my massage therapist pointed out that the quality of my feet started to significantly change. My arches became healthier, and I felt much better overall. A basic yoga practice will tone your feet without you really thinking about it. But if that's not your jam, try the exercises found on the Five Fingers Shoe website. Equalize your weight. A lot of yoga teachers, myself included, talk about equalizing your weight on your feet when doing standing poses. This simple act of balancing the weight on the base of the big toe, base of the pinky toe, and the heel whenever standing can have a profound effect on the rest of the body. You can picture balancing the three, yes, three, arches of the foot. I swear that this act alone healed a lot of the hip and lower leg issues I was having. It was one of the only conscious changes I made during that time, and it really helped. Wear shoes that make you happy. I'm not a shoe or shoe insert specialist, and I'm not going to pretend to be one. Some people say arch support to the max. Some people say wear no shoes at all. I say find good quality shoes that feel good overall to be in. None of this fee flip-flop stuff. No cheap and stiff flats. No crazy over-the-top heels on a daily basis, that is. Spend the money to have a few really nice pairs of shoes that will fashionably and functionally last a few seasons. Resole or get new shoes when the sole starts to wear. But do take some time to let those puppies be free from shoes and socks. Air them out. Walk in the grass. It's good for your soul and souls. Don't forget the calves. Did you know that a lot of foot pain is actually referral pain from tight calves? Calf issues are mistaken for plantar fasciitis all the time. So if you feel some severe foot pain, massage and stretch the calves and shin muscles and see if that helps. Now, there is so much more to say, but hopefully this is enough to get your feet wet. Oh man, I can't resist the puns. You just listened to the post titled Happy Feet Part 1 by Randy K of NaturallyRandyK.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I am admittedly someone that didn't really think about the health of my feet all that much. That is, until I had the worst episode of plantar fasciitis ever. The pain was so bad, I felt dizzy. Now, this is not meant to be a humble brag, I swear. But to give some context about my ability to handle pain, I've continued to play competitive sports with broken bones before. I grinned and bared it. But somehow, this plantar fasciitis flare-up had me almost sick with pain. It completely knocked me out. Taking over-the-counter pain medication seemed to do nothing. It was only then that I realized I should probably take more care of my feet. I really did take them for granted. It was probably caused by the fact that I often walk around the house in flip-flops or barefoot, which is something today's author, Randy, discouraged. And since the pandemic, I've been at home a lot more and my house has a lot of hard tile, so that may have done it. It took a full 2 weeks to finally start to feel better, but sadly, it could flare up again. So please, take what Randy said to heart. Just try one of her recommendations. For me, after visiting a podiatrist, a doctor that specializes in feet, I learned that I should wear real shoes around the house more often and regularly use insoles. And like Randy mentioned, I take more time to care for my calves. Hopefully, by incorporating these easy behaviors, I can prevent another flare. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back here tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.